Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm now with you each week at this new time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about how to use astrology in real estate. In today's market, you need all the advantages you can get when you buy and sell property. Discover how good timing can help you get more offers when you sell a property. And if you're buying property, find out how astrology can make the process go smoothly. After that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to let you know that this new show is only 30 minutes long instead of my previous hour. And that's because I need more time for clients. So normally, I'm going to alternate between giving you a special message each week and taking callers for the second segment of this show. So this will change when I'm traveling, but that will be the regular format. Next week, I will take your calls. And remember, Dr. Pat will follow my show at 11:30, so stay tuned for her. I also want to let you know that we're now down to the last 3 days of our pre-order special for the 2011 Good Timing Guide and Newsletters. Monday, April 5th, is the last day. This is the one time each year that we offer this pre-order special so we can get enough money to actually print the books. So this is your chance to save money while ensuring there are books to buy. So go to our website now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And once you're there, just click on the link under What's New to pre-order the 2011 guide. And if you want to be more successful by having the wind at your back, now is the time to order because you can save up to 20% on both the printed and online guides and the newsletters for 2011. This pre-order special lasts through Monday, April 5th, just 3 more days. So order now while you remember and save. Also, I want to let you know that in 2 weeks, on Saturday, April 17th, I'll be speaking in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, to an astrology group there. And I'll also be doing consultations while I'm there. So if you're in that neck of the woods or know someone who is, I'll be speaking on 2010 Astrology's Economic Climax and Social Revolution. And also, I'll be talking about preparing for our economic and social changes. For more information, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. So, what's up in the heavens? Well, first of all, we start April with relationship and money challenges. These are particularly related to not getting what you want, and they're associated with the cycle of Venus square Mars. It's possible that you just don't know how to get what you want. So skip worrying about that and instead get clear on what you want. Then set your intention by thanking the universe in advance for having already provided what you want. You don't need to know the how. Let the universe take care of that. This could be financially challenging in business if you get stuck in the how. So let it go, especially because we have another great cycle on the way that will help. Venus square Mars is already in range now. It peaks on April 3rd, and it stays in range through April 9th. Now, just as that cycle gets pretty challenging, along comes powerful help with the cycle of Venus trine Pluto. This cycle is associated with passionate relationships and plenty of money. We love that. So have you noticed they usually go hand in hand? In business, this is often associated with big deals being consummated. So if you can get past ego challenges and not knowing how to get what you want, you'll likely find your pot of gold or a passionate relationship is waiting for you. This cycle came into range yesterday on April 1st. It peaks on Monday, April 5th, and it stays in range through April 9th. Now, doesn't that sound delightful? Now, just as that great cycle is peaking, we also get another cycle when anger or verbal sparring are likely to occur. The cycle is Mercury square Mars, and you need to watch this energy. It could undo the good opportunities you have if you fall prey to it. Be careful not to interrupt others or to make sarcastic or cutting remarks. Be especially careful about getting angry at others. Any of these things could disrupt your positive opportunities. This cycle is also challenging when driving and can indicate that road rage is common. So be especially careful not to drive while you're angry, or you could attract an accident or the road rage. Now, this cycle is in range from today, April 2nd through May 1st, and it peaks on April 5th and April 25th. It's going to be part of our Mercury retrograde. Hallelujah. Okay, instead of embarking on that path, there's a better energy available that promotes penetrating insight into the agenda below the surface. This cycle is Mercury trine Pluto. It's also excellent for communicating with powerful people or the masses, and for making big proposals. So do whatever you can to make good use of this energy. This cycle is in range from today, April 2nd, through May 27th, and it peaks on April 6th, May 3rd, and May 19th. So make good use of that one. Next, we're barely into the month of April when blue communications begins on April 4th. Yes, Easter. It continues through April 17th. Essentially, this means we need to double-check all our details during this period. Otherwise, we're likely to make some doozy of mistakes, which we'll then discover during the red communications period, which is also known as Mercury retrograde. Now, if you want an easier Mercury retrograde period, start now by finding your mistakes before they get out the door. Then you won't have to fix them during the Mercury retrograde period when you could be catching up instead. Now, after April 4th, you cannot outrun Mercury retrograde, so be sure you slow down to recheck all details during this period. It's worth the extra time. You'll be blue if you don't. Now, next, from April 7th through September 13th, Pluto is retrograde, giving us notice that this is a time to reconsider and rethink political and power issues. This will be a time when especially powerful organizations, such as the Chinese government, reconsider their policies and aims. This is likely to be the time when the Chinese government reassess their internet policies that essentially provoked Google into defying them. You can be certain that China has something to lose in that deal as well as Google. Now, since this is happening right before the midterm national election, there will be a lot of rethinking going on by both voters and politicians. During this time, we'll also have the cardinal climax energies of the summer. Those are the cycles of Saturn and Mars opposite Jupiter and Uranus, and all of them square Pluto. That suggests that at least some of the revolutionary earthquake, structural transformation, and war energies of this configuration could impact the next election. Also on April 7th, Saturn moves back into Virgo. This is one of those out of the frying pan and into the fire situations, because just as this occurs, Saturn moves beyond the reach of its square to Pluto, but then it opposes Uranus. Those energies tend to be associated with unexpected earthquakes and other sudden changes. So this is another heads up to be prepared for unexpected changes, including unexpected earth changes and storms. Now, these are not limited to real physical earthquakes, though. They can occur economically, politically, and personally, as well as in other types of earth changes. All types of structures and organizations are subject to unexpected changes. Personal earthquakes can include loss of jobs, relationships, homes, and changes to all types of life structures. This cycle of Saturn opposite Uranus will peak for the fourth of five times on April 26th, and they'll also peak for the last time as part of the cardinal climax on July 26th, and they stay in range through late September. So stock up on some extra supplies like extra food, water, batteries, and blankets, just in case your area has challenges. And remember to have some extra supplies for your pets, too. Now for a tip from my 2010 Good Timing Guide. This week your tip is this. We're in a period of time when the timeout periods we have each week are typically short, or they occur in the middle of our night. Now, during this time of the year, though, it's handy to have them available for sending in your income taxes. As long as you're honest, you can help prevent income tax audits by mailing or e-filing your taxes during a timeout period when nothing comes of it. Handy, isn't it? So just make sure you mail these with a return receipt so you ensure the IRS gets your taxes. Next week, we have two timeouts available. One occurs this Sunday, yes, Easter, between 1:59 p.m. and 6:08 p.m. Pacific time. In the Eastern time zone, this occurs on Sunday between 4:59 p.m. and 9:08 p.m. Eastern time. The second timeout is available on March 9th between 2:45 p.m. and 6:49 p.m. in the Pacific time zone. And in the Eastern time zone, there's a brief timeout available on April 7th from 4:19 a.m. to 8:52 a.m. Now, lastly, I want to remind you that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens, and you can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it. It's a copy of the information I give you each week on the radio. To register, just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. The link is in a box at the top right of the home page. Get signed up today. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletters while they're on sale through April 5th. Okay, now how can astrology help you sell your house more quickly or make buying a property a lot easier? When I come back after this short break, I'll talk about how to use astrology in real estate. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Is today a good day to apply for a job or to ask for that promotion? Well, the Good Timing Guide uses astrology to identify the best times for many daily work activities. It provides easy-to-read color codes for daily access. Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2011 Good Timing Guide and or her newsletters. Now through April 5th, save up to 20% by pre-ordering next year's guide. Have the wind at your back with our best deal all year. To save today, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Remember, pre-order savings for your 2011 Good Timing Guide and or newsletters are only good through April 5th. So act now. Visit askmadeline.com or 877-524-8300.
Are you sick and tired of feeling sick and tired? Do you have excess weight you can't seem to lose? Have you been living at less than your optimal health? Your body gives you powerful information on how you've been living in your mind. Dr. Kell specializes in revealing the underlying mental and emotional causes of disease and works with you to ignite your inner healer, create continuous positive change, and heal your body. Ready to uncover the roadblocks to your health and healing? Visit her website at AskDrKell.com. That's AskDrKell.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Did you know that the visible spectrum has beneficial frequencies for the human body that provide a valuable tool for healing? Based on the knowledge that each color relates to a particular frequency or vibration, also regarded as energy, you can promote healing effects when wavelengths, colors, are used appropriately. Clothes are like filters for the color waves over our bodies, and choosing what we wear determines quantity and quality of color, light energy, which is absorbed into our physical body. For example, people with high blood pressure should avoid red color. Instead, wearing blue or green color will promote calming and soothing. And opposite, people with low blood pressure should wear red as a known stimulant color, but also should be aware that it raises the pulse rate. To avoid raising the pulse, the red color can be substituted with orange. This tip has been brought to you by Galia Filipova. specializing in energy, color, art, healing at Access Wellness Center, Real Healing Naturally. Call today, 425-251-6625 to book your personalized color tests and see which color does your body need at this moment.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about how to use astrology in real estate so you can buy and sell faster and easier. In today's market, you need all the advantages you can get when you buy and sell property. Then after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. So I'm going to talk about how good timing can help you get more offers when you sell a property. And I'll also talk about how to make buying property much easier. And I'm going to talk about the real estate market, where it's headed nationally. Now, first of all, if you're considering buying a property, how can you know if the property you're considering is a good idea to purchase? There's actually a way to know this, and it's a good investment when you're going to spend a lot of money on a house. This is known to astrologers as a horary question, meaning of the hour. Basically, this is a specific question that you ask an astrologer trained in this specialty. And when the astrologer hears this question, then the time and date and location of that question provides a chart that gives the answer to it. Now, this question must be one that can be answered with a yes or a no. So typically, when you're buying a property, the question is something like, is it in my best interest to buy this house? And if you get a no to that question, be happy you didn't buy it and keep looking. I once had a client who asked about 5 different properties before she found the right house. Each time she got a no answer, she learned something more about her needs for the house until she finally found the right place. Even all those questions were a lot cheaper than buying a place that doesn't meet your needs. Now, my favorite horary story about a question like that was actually from another astrologer. She and her husband were living in Oregon, and they often visited the coast, and they wanted to buy a cottage to have for all their visits. One day, they found the perfect cottage on one of their visits. It was in a lovely location, and the house was wonderful, and the price was better than market value. But since she was an astrologer and a horary astrologer, of course, she asked the question of, should we buy this home? And the answer was not just no, but never in a million years. She couldn't even think of a reason for why they shouldn't buy the home, but they didn't. 7 years later, the reason became apparent when the house was buried under a mudslide. So I'll just tell you that sometimes the reason for an answer is not apparent, but sometimes it is. You always get a yes or no answer, and it's a lot better to ask this question before you make an offer on a house or close the deal. Now, let's suppose you're going to make that offer. You've checked to make sure it's a good idea to buy the house. You're in love with the house. Now, how can you make the process easier with astrology? The short answer is to get a good timing guide so you can be sure you're making an offer on a day with a good final result and that you're not making it during a timeout when nothing will come of it. And here's the long answer. Every day has different qualities, and some days have the potential for a good final result to a new start, and other days don't. In other words, if you start a project or try to buy a home on a day which doesn't have a good final result, then you're going to be disappointed or frustrated with the process you have to go through to purchase that house. Now, if you have a good timing guide, then you can also look for dates when the communications code is green and the contract line is green, and that will give you the best date for making an offer. Of course, those two lines won't be green during Mercury retrograde, which will start April 18th and continue through May 11th. And for easy reference, page 71 in the Good Timing Guide has recommendations for using the guide to either buy or sell property. Now, lastly, you will want to have a good closing date, and you may even want a good time on a good date, and here's why. The time of day shows everything, such as the relationship between you and the mortgage company. It shows the finances and if there will be enough to purchase the home. It also shows whether you will get a good price for the home when you sell it. And perhaps most importantly, it shows the experience you will have living in that house. Yes, I know. It's amazing to contemplate that all that can be seen in an astrology chart, but it's true. This means it's best to have an electional astrologer such as myself find a time when the closing will work well. Now, what if you're on the other end of the cycle and you want to sell a home? In this case, the listing time with the realtor is very important. A good date is helpful, and as I've mentioned, you can find a good date by using the Good Timing Guide. But what is most helpful is to get a good time. And why is this? The time of day you list with a realtor will show whether or not they can sell it, when they will sell it, whether or not you will get a good price for it, and what your relationship with the realtor will be like. It also will show if there are possibilities for multiple offers. So I have a client who's part of an ashram, and they had a ranch in a very dry part of California, literally in the middle of nowhere, and they wanted to sell it. They asked me to give them a good date and time to list with the realtor, and they got three offers for it within less than a week. Now, previously, they had tried to sell the same place without good timing, and they had it up for sale for over 10 months and never got a single offer. Now, I bring this up because it shows how much easier it can be to sell property in even a tough location when you have good timing on your side. So if you want the best chance to sell your property, remember that good timing and especially a good time of day is an important part of that. And of course, you want to do the typical things as well. Choose a good realtor. You may also want to have your home and property feng shuied so you can create a wonderful energy in the place that will sell quickly. That will help too. And you may want to pay for having your home staged, especially if you can have a feng shui practitioner help with that. But at the end of the list, be sure you remember timing is important because everything that happens or doesn't happen will show up in the chart for the date, time, and location that you list your home for sale with a realtor. Now, what about the real estate markets in general? This is for the entire United States, so I want to also mention that every local market is somewhat different depending on the local economy. Astrologically, though, we're in the bottom of the housing market. That bottom started in August 2009, and it will last until early March 2011, so another year from now. So if you're buying with the intention to flip a property fairly quickly, it can be challenging because prices are still falling. So it depends on how long you intend to keep a house as to whether this is the right market for your needs. If you want a home for a longer term, then now is a great time to buy while prices are lower than they will be later next year. Now, just remember that housing prices will continue to go down through early March 2011, and factor that into your offers and be willing to stay in the home longer in order to get out of it with a better price. And remember to close your purchase at a good time to assist with getting a higher resale value for it and to experience the kind of home life you want. Now, I've talked in previous shows about the economic transformation we're going through and the cardinal climax energies we'll have this summer and early fall. Plus, we have Mercury retrograde later this month and in September. Then in October and November, we have Venus retrograde when money isn't flowing so well. December, we're back to Mercury retrograde again, so the rest of the year is tougher. If you're not ready to sell now, late September is a possibility, but even then, money is slowing down. So if you're selling, do your best to get the property on the market right now, preferably in the next 2 weeks. If you're planning to buy later this year, consider putting your savings for the house purchase into gold until you're ready to buy. That will be safe, and it can grow faster that way. And if you want to do a timing for buying or selling property, you can call me toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again, 877-524-8300. Or email me at mgb@polarisbusinessguides.com. That's mgb@polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, business spelled regular, guides with an S on it, .com. Now, each week I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training, and this week your tip is this: take some deep breaths and relax. Imagine that the most benevolent outcome possible is occurring for any challenges you may be encountering. Take a moment to feel what your body would feel like in that situation. Does the tension in your body melt away as you relax? Does your mood change to happy or joyful instead of fearful or anxious? Once you're in that energy, imagine the most benevolent outcome occurring as you take a few deep breaths and relax into that possibility. This will change your point of attraction or the energy you're always putting out to the universe. You'll always receive more of the same energy back. So this relaxed and happy energy will help you attract that most benevolent outcome. So take those deep breaths to relax multiple times during your day and enjoy your creation. Now, next Friday, April 9th, I'll talk about what's up in the heavens, and then I will take your calls. And after that, I'll give you my prosperity tip of the week. And remember to stay tuned for Dr. Pat. She'll be with you in just a few moments at 11:30, so stay tuned for that. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, remember to pre-order your new 2011 Good Timing Guide and newsletter so you can save money while having the wind at your back. These are on special now through April 5th. Or call us toll-free to place an order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.